Hi everyone, and welcome to the second Randox QC podcast. I'm here today with our QMS product specialist, Edward Hill, and today we'll be talking about Six Sigma and measurement of uncertainty. Edward, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks very much for having me, James.
Let's just get stuck straight into this. What exactly is Six Sigma and Sigma metrics?
Well, Six Sigma is a method of process improvement which focuses on minimizing variability in process outputs. So in the case of a clinical laboratory, a variability in a process output would be a failed QC result. That's any result that's outside three standard deviations from the target value. So it basically looks at the entire process and evaluates how effective it is. And Sigma metrics is the actual calculation of a Sigma score for a particular assay. So to calculate an assay Sigma score, you first have to look at the total allowable error of the assay, then subtract the percentage bias from the target value, then divide by the overall percentage CV. So once you do this calculation, that leaves you with a Sigma score. So for instance, a Sigma score of 3 means that you can expect around 66,000 failed QCs per million QC tests run, which obviously is quite high, so that's not what you want. So a process that is Six Sigma quality has around 3.4 errors per million tests run. So that's a very high standard test and obviously indicates a very high quality process.
Super, Edward. Thanks for clearing that up. So now we've sort of spoke about what is Six Sigma. Could you tell everyone listening of why it is useful for a lab?
Yeah, absolutely. It's useful because it allows labs to evaluate how individual tests are actually performing. So say, for instance, a lab is running a lyophilized control and they notice that they have a very high CVs for all of their tests. This could be indicative of maybe a reconstitution, storage, or user error, which could be hampering QC performance. It's also really useful because it allows lab professionals to plan their QC strategy. So that's how many QCs are run, how often, and what the acceptable limits should be. So for example, if a test is operating at 3 sigma, a lab would want to run each level of QC at least 4 times per day, and they would also want to implement quite strict QC rules. However, if a test was running at 6 sigma, the user might only need to run each level of QC once per day and use very general QC multi-rule flags.
So that's 6 sigma spoken about in terms of what it is and why it's useful for a lab. But as I mentioned at the start, this is a two-part podcast. So what exactly is measurement of uncertainty?
Well, the measurement of uncertainty relates to the doubt that exists for any measurement. So every measurement, no matter how accurate, always has a degree of doubt. That's what you could call like the give or take of a measurement. So that's the degree to which the end result deviates from the target value, and that's known as the uncertainty. So with every result generated in the lab, there's always going to be that degree of error. So in order to calculate the uncertainty, we need to look at the intra-assay precision and the inter-assay precision of a test. So the intra-assay precision is within a run, so that's maybe 20 reps of the same sample, whereas inter-assay precision is the precision over a number of different runs, so that's maybe 20 or more reps of the same sample over, say for instance, 20 days. So these two values are key, and once you have them, you can calculate the measurement of uncertainty, and I won't confuse you by saying the calculation, but it can be found on our website.
Brilliant, Edward. Thanks for trying not to confuse me too much today. So yeah, same question as before with the Sigma metrics. Why exactly is measurement of uncertainty useful for a lab?
Well, the main reason measurement of uncertainty is useful is because it's a regulatory requirement. So ISO 15189 states that laboratories have to determine the measurement of uncertainty for each procedure and review the estimates of the measurement of uncertainty. So it's also very important to know the degree of the potential error for your tests. So if the error is too high, if the potential error is too high, that could be evidence of a serious problem. Again, it's a good method of telling how well your test's performing and a good method of identifying any issues.
Super. Thanks for clearing them two issues up there, Edward. Now we're sort of down to our last couple of questions. So firstly, what exactly can Randox offer a customer in terms of Six Sigma and measurement of uncertainty?
Well, Randox offers the Acucira 24/7 peer group reporting package, and that offers Sigma metrics and measurement of uncertainty, which basically means you can forget about all the boring statistics that I've been speaking about and have the software do it all for you automatically.
I suppose that's brilliant having it all done for you, isn't it?
Exactly.
And why exactly should a customer listening to this today choose Randox?
I think the main reason people should choose Randox is because we really listen to our customers. So the main reason we introduced Sigma metrics and measurement of uncertainty is because customers were asking for it. And since they asked for it, we introduced some of the most sophisticated yet user-friendly software in the market. So I think to sum up, we are an adaptable company and we're ready to give the people exactly what they want.
Brilliant, Edward. Thanks very much for your time today. That's everything. So until next time, folks, we'll see you then.